between the Armahoodoo, the town of Cudworth, and the town of Waka, we kind of have a joint fire committee. Both halls responded with basically all our trucks, tankers, pumpers, everything like that. And I think the crew got there right around 7:20 or somewhere in there. I wasn't at the scene at the time, but by the time they got there, they were hoping they could be saving some of the barns, but the fire moved so fast that they weren't able to save any of the barns.
So how many barns are we talking about?
There was four separate barns that were connected with hallways that way there. So,
and were there a lot of pigs inside those barns?
Yeah, the barn would have been at full capacity. It was a 1,200 sow fair to finish operation. So, you know, probably on average around 12,000 pigs in the barns at any given time that way. So,
yeah, and those are always difficult fires to fight. I know we do have hog barn fires from time to time, but for the local firefighters, it's not your regular fire, is it?
No, not a regular fire. They were hoping they could do a little more, but the problem was it just moved so fast that they weren't able to do it. The RM did have their dozer there, and they were able to get through one wall to try to where the connecting hallways were to try to save one of the barns that way there, but the fire ended up jumping it, from my understanding. So,
how far from Cudworth is the hog barn facility, and was it close to anything else?
It's about 3 miles from the town of Cudworth. On this hog barn site, there are residents where the barn manager would live, and a mill house and everything like that. The firefighters were able to save the house. The fire was pushing smoke and everything that way towards the house, so the firefighters were able to save the house. I think there was minimal damage to the house. I don't know if any. I'm not really sure that way there, so very little damage to the house. It's, you know, just, I think, mostly just smoke damage that way there. So,
what happens now? I guess someone gets called in to try and figure out what caused the fire?
Yeah, that I can't honestly speak to. That would be more of our fire chief would have a better understanding of how this will, you know, take place from moving forward here to figure out the cause. I really don't have the expertise in that.
And this hog barn, it's been around, what, since 94? So it's a long-time fixture of the Cudworth community.
It was originally built by 12 investors. Most of them were local farmers who got together to build the barns. They saw it as an opportunity to be able to market, you know, feed grains through it. And then also that barn did employ, you know, 13 to 14 people. So there was, you know, it was huge for the surrounding communities, both Cudworth and Waka. You know, you brought more families into town looking for, that were, you know, employed there. Yeah, so it will be definitely a blow to the community that way there and all the people who work there.
Anything else we should know, Derek?
So I just wanted to say a big thanks to all our volunteer firefighters. You know, we do ask a lot of those guys to do it, and it's great to see them showing up and taking the time out of their lives to come help the community when we have horrible situation like this happens. So,
for sure.
So,
yeah.
And then, yeah, just, I guess, like I said, just the only thing would be the ownership group, Progressive Investment Group, that way there. You know, like I said, just hopefully they know that the community is there to help them deal with this tragic loss, and hopefully that they can get through this.